Hey mama, welcome to Fight Back Motherhood. Imagine me sitting at my kitchen island with a cup of coffee, spit up on my shirt, and bags under my eyes chatting with you. That is the vibe. With thousands of books written on how to raise babies, we needed something that teaches us how to fight back to the women we know we are capable of being after having those babies. So since I couldn't find it in my lowest moments after having my first daughter, I created it. This podcast is the product of my dream. Here we are all about being the best versions of ourselves so we can be the best moms to our littles. I'll help you rediscover a love for yourself by helping you prioritize yourself in health, wellness, mindset, and self-care. Each week we'll include tactical tips, bestie chats, real life talks, and so much more. So go pour yourself a cup of coffee and get ready to listen in. It's time to fight back. Hello, mama. Happy Tuesday. Oh my goodness. We are coming off, as I record this, of illness in our home. And this is the first time. Well, first off, I don't know about how if any of you had babies during the pandemic, but I had my first daughter in March of 2020, and she obviously was not exposed to anything because she was locked down with us. And it took forever for her to get sick. And so she was not really exposed to anything for a very long time. But the second we put her in preschool, starting in August of 2022, it was like game over. It's like she has runny nose all the time. And now that, you know, Sailor's in our lives, Sailor pretty much catches every single thing that she gets. So it's been delightful. But we're coming off of two runny noses. My throat's a little bit scratchy. So I'm sure that in due time, I am going to be feeling all of the effects of what my children have been dealing with. But I'll tell you what, it is so sad to watch your kids be sick. I hate it. I hated every second of it. And, you know, it's hard draining on you mentally, you know, as the mom is taking care of them, but just watching them just feel like crap, like that just sucks, you know? So grateful as I record today that we are on the up and up. So with that being said, today we are talking about postpartum fitness, and I really want to go over five steps that you need to consider and think about as you're getting ready to start your postpartum fitness journey. I have two kids, as you all know, and both of my pregnancies, I worked out from the day I found out I was pregnant until pretty much the day before I delivered. And I'm so grateful that I did that for myself, because it truly made, number one, such a difference in my pregnancy in regard to aches and pains, but it made a huge difference in the way that I healed afterward. And I had two completely different births, and I'm going to talk about this in a future podcast about, you know, having a baby via C-section and then vaginal birth, because I did have a successful VBAC, which I will scream from the rooftops about, because truly was the most incredible experience. So that's a future podcast. But with that being said, I say that because the recoveries were obviously different. When you go through a C-section delivery or you go through a vaginal birth, your recovery is gonna be different, but again, the same, right? They're both rough. Like having a baby in general is going to put so much strain on your body. The recovery and giving yourself adequate time to recover is so, so important and something to keep in mind. So today I wanna talk about that. I wanna talk about the things that you need to know before you get started with a postpartum fitness journey, because the worst thing that you can do, and this honestly was me in my first recovery, is that I was just like counting down the days to get back at it. And then finally, when I did get back at it, I went into something that I thought I could handle prior to having a baby. And I actually felt like I was making things worse, meaning my pelvic floor was not ready, you know, for certain exercises. I was just, my body went through a lot. Your body has gone through a lot. And if you're listening to this, this could be a podcast for somebody who literally just had a baby, you know, 2 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, when you might be cleared by your doctor. Maybe it's, you know, a year later and you are still, you know, hesitant to kind of jump back in. This is just, these principles are going to matter to any of you, because I honestly think that it's important. Now, you've probably heard me say in previous podcasts, I do believe it's extremely important to have a wellness routine. I think that, you know, after you have a baby, once you're cleared by your doctor, it's, you know, we're going to go through the five steps in a second. I it's extremely important that we are moving our bodies and we're taking that time for ourselves. So if you're somebody who, you know, is going to come at me and say, I don't have the time to work out, I don't have the energy, all these different things, that could be a completely different podcast, because I will tell you how to, you know, make time to do it and why your energy is going to come from doing it. But today I want to just kind of get you started. Like, if this is for the person who's like, where do I even begin? I am so far removed from fitness. My body feels completely different. And I'm going to share a little bit of my experience as I'm going through the 5 steps that you need to know. So as I mentioned, both of my recoveries were completely different. My C-section, by the time I hit my 6-week mark and I got cleared, which I really, you know, I could go on a whole tangent about how different it was back in 2020, because I couldn't even go in for a follow-up after a C-section. They did it by phone, which was just wild to me since I just had a major surgery. But that's, you know, that's the story for another day. I felt really ready. I felt really good whenever I decided to resume my health and wellness routine. I honestly kind of felt like, obviously my pelvic floor was in a better spot, and I was ready to go. And so the day that I got cleared, I hit that 6-week mark. I was like, let's do this. And I went down there into my office and I pressed play on a workout, and I felt really good about it. The first workout I did after having my vaginal birth with my daughter, I actually resumed exercise within 2 weeks. And I want to just like preface this by saying every single person is going to be different, and you do not do this until your doctor says yes. Okay. That is something I will say this over and over again. So C-section, I waited 6 weeks. Vaginal birth, I started moving my body at 2 weeks. Now, do I mean that I was down in the gym and squatting and, you know, lifting heavy and doing HIIT workouts? Hell no, not at 2 weeks, right? Like, I was at the point 2 weeks postpartum where I was squatting and peeing myself. Like, I was not ready to do any sort of high intensity exercise. However, my doctor said, you know, you can resume exercise, just take it slow, take it light. So for the first 3-4 weeks of my postpartum fitness journey, I was walking. That was my exercise. I was taking the girls on walks nice and slow, and I would do some upper body workouts. I was never doing like jumping things or anything that was going to kind of put a lot of strain on my body. So I do want to make sure that that is very clear. And your journey is going to be the same. So once you get that all clear from your doctor, then that's when these 5 steps I'm about to go into are going to come into play. So let's start with step one. So first step in starting a postpartum fitness journey is to start slowly. So obviously jumping back into a workout regimen right after birth is not going to be a great idea. I just explained that. Your doctors are going to recommend waiting after a vaginal birth, waiting about 2 weeks before you start to exert yourself in any sort of way. And again, I'm going to say it again, make sure your doctor has cleared you and before you've resumed exercise. But once they get the all clear, it's going to take that time. It's going to take time to build up strength again. It's going to take time to build up endurance again. And pushing yourself too hard in the beginning can actually set yourself back from having a real recovery. So different things that you can try as you're starting slowly is starting with like a 5-minute walk, see how you feel. If nothing bleeds or aches, then you can go a little bit longer the next day. So you're basically easing your way, taking baby steps into this journey. Hey mama, I don't know about you, but one of the hardest things for me when it comes to my wellness routine is drinking enough water. As a breastfeeding mom whose supply is counting on that water intake, this is not an area that I should be slacking in. Obviously, and I kind of need water to live. So while the alarms on my phone and the cool water bottles with the times on the side do help in a way, I also make sure that I have a liquid IV stick every single day. If you haven't heard of it, liquid IV is a hydration multiplier that actually tastes good. And one stick can actually hydrate you faster than water alone. Isn't that wild? No GMOs, 3 times the electrolytes of sports drinks, and super tasty. My favorite is the Concord Grape and Golden Cherry. I have a discount code for you, which is KelseySmithFitness25, to get anything off of their website for 25% off. Don't forget to check out the immune and energy boosters while you're there, because we all know that we could use an energy boost. Now, back to the show. And then another thing, you know, once you start walking comfortably, you can then move into some lower impact exercises. That's when you can do things like yoga or stretching, maybe doing some bar. Low impact at the beginning is such a game changer. I mentioned that at 6 weeks postpartum with my first, I thought it would be cool to do hour-long workouts that required resistance bands and sliders. And I was like literally tearing apart my groin. Like my pelvic floor was like, hell no, right? And your body is going to tell you what you can and cannot do. So make sure you're paying attention to signs from your body. If your bleeding increases, you need more time to heal. Obviously, we know we're bleeding for a couple weeks after we have the baby. So really make sure you're paying attention to what your body's trying to tell you. You have a lifetime ahead of you to start resuming your exercise. So take things really slowly. Like I mentioned, I was walking and doing some light upper body work for probably 3 to 4 weeks before I even attempted to do something a little bit more strenuous. So that brings me to step two, which is making sure that you evaluate your pelvic floor. So pregnancy, childbirth, they change you mentally and physically, right? I think that we all know that. But because of that, women need to know how to look after their pelvic floor after they have a baby. And that goes for both ways. That's whether you have a C-section or you have a vaginal delivery. Because as your pregnancy has gone on, your pelvic floor gets weaker. And you'll hear a lot, if you're pregnant right now and you're listening to this, like, you're going to hear people talk about making sure you're strengthening your pelvic floor prior to delivery. Because if the pelvic floor is weak, exercises like crunches, Pilates, or like ab work can put way too much strain and it actually prevents you from healing. So make sure you ask your doctor for the details on your birth so you know what you're working with. So obviously if you tore, you had to use forceps or anything like that's going to make an impact on your pelvic floor recovery. So one of the first things you can do when it comes to postpartum exercise is start a daily Kegel routine. Google it. I'm not going to sit here and explain to you how to do Kegels. I feel like it's kind of self-explanatory, but go Google it seriously, because if you focus from weeks like birth until about 6 weeks and you're just focused on your pelvic floor, you know, and working on gentle core muscle exercises, you know, you're doing that walking, you're stretching, you're doing your Kegels, you're going to notice a massive difference in your pelvic floor recovery. And I want to make it very clear, a lot of women joke, and I was the same way, I would joke about how I would squat down and I'd pee, or I'd, you know, pick up the baby and I'd pee. And that's actually not normal, right? Like everybody's like, oh, that's normal after you have a baby. Like it is normal for your body to stretch out and to see that happen. It's not normal for it to stay that way. Like we need to be constantly working on increasing and making sure, strengthening our pelvic floor. So that way we are adequately healing. Our body needs to heal. So 0 to 6 weeks, like I said, you're focusing on those Kegels. You're focusing on the, you know, gentle core exercises, the walking, the stretching. And then when you get that official clear from your doctor, maybe around 6 to 12 weeks, then you can start really working on like low impact cardio exercises, you know, light strength training, yoga, again, very slowly easing your way in and just letting you know your pelvic floor will tell you what it can and it cannot do. So I don't know if any of you have ever felt like your groin is kind of pulling, like you pulled your groin. That is your pelvic floor. Like that's what I'm talking about. Like I remember when I was pregnant with my daughter, my first daughter, Sutton, she was breech. So she was sitting in my pelvis and it was the worst pain in the entire world in my pelvic floor because it literally felt from weeks 22 to 40 or 39 when I had her that I pulled my groin. And so that was there was a sense of relief when she was born, but it took a really long time because that was weeks, months of this pressure in my pelvic floor. So keep that in mind. And like I said, with Sailor, when I had her, because she was a vaginal birth, it was very different. So basically be extremely mindful there. Okay. Step three in starting a postpartum fitness journey is being mindful of your core. So as you all know, after you give birth, it's very normal for your entire stomach to feel completely different. Your belly essentially still looks like you're pregnant and you're going to feel like you have no ab muscles at all. As I record this, I have an almost 4-month-old. And I am literally holding onto my stomach right now. And there is so much extra skin still sitting on top of my abdominal muscles, right? And it would be really easy for me to just sit down and say, oh my gosh, I'm so overweight. I need to start doing crunches every single day. But the thing is that your reaction should not be to start immediately saying like, I need to go do core work. Because what ends up happening is that it could have the opposite effect. You know, it's extremely common that people experience a separation of abdominal muscles, and you need to be very aware and mindful because your core, especially, you know, after having a baby, it needs a lot of TLC. It's going to need some time to repair. Sometimes things, and you know, with regard to your core are normal, sometimes that they're not. So again, that's why it's so important for you to make sure that you are talking to your doctor prior to resuming exercise, because they're going to check all of those different things. They're going to say, okay, here are you dealing with XYZ? And then they're going to give you some adequate tips to make sure that you're okay. Diastasis recti is a real thing. And if that's something that you're dealing with, it's going to take even extra time to rebuild your abs after having a baby. So with that being said, some different types of exercises that you can do to ease your way back into core work, again, probably starting around 6 to 8 weeks postpartum, are going to be things like lying heel taps and leg lifts, or lying bent knee pulls, or, you know, elevated bent knee marches. And I've actually attached in the show notes a PDF for you that you can go download, which gives you specific exercises that you can do right now. So go check that out. Go into the show notes once you're done listening to this episode and go download that PDF. It's going to go through actually every single thing I'm talking about, but it includes examples for you. Okay, so step 4 in regard to starting your postpartum fitness journey is making sure that you are staying hydrated. You know, once you're easing into postpartum exercise, it's so important to hydrate well. And that's, you know, it goes without saying because you're a human being, but it's especially true if you're breastfeeding. So drinking enough water is essential for milk production, as well as the growth and the development of the baby. But whether you're breastfeeding or not, women are encouraged to drink approximately 92 ounces of water a day postpartum. I know that we've all heard the saying, drink half your weight in body ounces, or drink half of your body weight in ounces, is what I was trying to say. But in this case, you really want to increase that. It's going to help you with recovery, just like it helps you with recovery after exercise and helps you heal sore muscles. The same is going to go for your postpartum recovery as well. So a couple tips to increase your water intake and things that I have tried, because I am not a good water drinker, I'll be completely transparent with you, is doing things like flavoring it by adding fruit to your water, setting alarms as a reminder for you to chug, you know, kicking off some competition with a friend or your kids to see who could hit their goal. Or, you know, just filling your water bottle before you leave the house and making sure it's in your bag or your diaper bag as you go around and do your daily travels and all the things. So staying hydrated is so, so, so important. And last but not least, when it comes down to starting your postpartum fitness journey, is step 5, and that is going to be choosing the right exercises. So like I mentioned in tip 1, when I talked about starting slowly, doing any sort of serious exercise at the beginning of your journey is going to do more harm than good, right? So remember, when you have a 6-week-old, you're not going to be ready to jump back in and work out like the mom who has a 1-year-old. It takes a lot of time, you know? And I've noticed that about myself. And I will say this too, if you're a mom of multiples, each postpartum recovery fitness journey is going to be completely different. The way that I recovered after having Sutton, total transparency, I felt like I was back at it. So even though I started sooner, this is like the second time around, like 2 weeks instead of 6, I felt like I was back at it so much faster than the first time. This time is honestly brutal for me. Like, I'm working out, but I'm not seeing the changes and it's driving me nuts. And there are certain things I still can't do, right? So the thing is, I need you to understand, is don't make the mistake of jumping into workouts that are going to be too challenging, because that does nothing but discourage you. You want to approach your exercise goals like you're coming back from an injury, because at the end of the day, your body went through a lot. So a couple of things to know, you know, skip sit-ups, skip the crunches, especially at the beginning, especially if you had a C-section. You're going to want to avoid some heavy lifting as well as straining for the first couple of months. You want to do things that are going to be specific to help you postpartum. And if you just could do a quick Google search, or if you go into the show notes, I'm going to attach a free postpartum workout for you that you can try from my online gym. There are specific things that you can do in order to that are like literally designed for postpartum women. And last but not least, you know, listening to your body. I will preach this over and over again, but at the end of the day, your body will tell you what it can and it cannot do. So always think about how you're feeling before you're going to take it to the next level. So to recap, in regard to starting a postpartum fitness journey, you're going to want to start slowly. You want to make sure you're taking time to evaluate your pelvic floor. You're being mindful of your core. You're doing core work that actually is going to help you and heal you rather than just something you want to do, staying hydrated, as well as choosing the right exercises. All right, if this was helpful to you in any way, make sure that you share this with people, share this on your Instagram stories, tag me at All Things Kelsey, share this with another mama who needs to hear this, rate, review, do all the things. Truly, word of mouth is the best way to continue to get these messages into the hands of other mamas who need it. Tons of love. See you next week.